Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't it all about staring at a marble statue and feeling totally unmoved by life's drama? Well, hold on to your hats because today we're diving into a side of Stoicism that might just surprise you. Mindfulness for better relationships. Because let's face it, navigating the world of love, friendship, and family can feel like walking through a minefield sometimes, right? Arguments flare up faster than a TikTok trend. Misunderstandings pile up like dirty dishes in the sink. And before you know it, you're drowning in a sea of emotions. But what if I told you that there's a way to stay calm, collected, and connected even when things get heated? That's where mindfulness comes in, folks. And no, I'm not talking about spending hours on meditation cushions chanting, Om. We're talking about bringing a little more awareness and intention into our everyday interactions. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you weave mindfulness into your relationships. 1. Listen without judging. Ever find yourself formulating your response while someone else is still talking? Yeah, guilty as charged. But mindful listening means truly being present with what the other person is saying, absorbing their words and emotions without immediately jumping in with our own opinions or solutions. It's about creating a safe space for genuine connection. Think of it like this. You wouldn't interrupt someone mid-dance routine, would you? Treat conversations with the same respect. 2. Embrace emotional awareness. Let's be real, we all have emotions running wild inside us. Joy, anger, sadness, frustration, you name it. Mindfulness is about acknowledging these emotions without letting them control us. Instead of getting swept away in a wave of anger, try taking a moment to observe the feeling. I'm feeling frustrated right now because this simple act of awareness can help you respond with more clarity and empathy. 3. Practice active empathy. This is where things get really powerful. Active empathy means truly stepping into another person's shoes and trying to understand their perspective, even if it differs from your own. Instead of saying, "I don't see it that way," try asking questions like, "Can you help me understand what led you to feel that way?" It's a powerful way to build bridges and foster deeper connections. 4. Set boundaries with kindness. Remember, relationships thrive on balance. Setting healthy boundaries is essential for protecting your well-being while still nurturing the connection. Think of it as building a fence around your emotional space, not to keep people out, but to create a safe and defined area where both parties can feel respected and comfortable. 5. Cultivate gratitude. This might sound simple, but expressing gratitude for the good things in your relationships can make a world of difference. Take time to acknowledge the little things. A thoughtful text message, a listening ear, or a shared laugh. Remember, positivity breeds positivity. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with a friend who constantly complains about their job. It's easy to get dragged down by their negativity, right? But if you practice mindfulness, you can choose to listen without judgment, acknowledge their feelings without taking them on as your own, and gently guide the conversation towards more positive topics. Maybe you could ask, "What's one thing about your job that you actually enjoy?" Or, "What are you doing to take care of yourself outside of work?" This shows empathy and support while shifting the focus away from negativity. See? Mindfulness can turn even the toughest conversations into opportunities for growth and connection. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you weave mindfulness into your relationships. Remember, building strong connections takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Think about one thing you can implement today. Maybe it's consciously listening without interrupting during your next conversation or taking a moment to express gratitude for a loved one. Even small changes can make a big difference. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Because building mindful relationships is a journey we take together. Until tomorrow, Stay unbothered and connected.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.